In the original Athenian staging, the text indicates that the scene building is meant to convey the tent of Ajax.
Yeah.
Can you describe what yours was like, your setting?
Yeah, it was... What you had was, as I mentioned, an elongated thrust where... So you had the audience on three sides, but fairly evenly split along those three sides. And you had... The vast majority of the stage was covered in sand. So it was the desert. Instantly talks to us of our modern wars. You know, you don't think World War II when you see that. You think the modern wars that have been fought in the desert and in countries that are very far away. And on different parts of it, James had constructed gate netting with barbed wire above, which gave the sense of a camp, and that's what people walked into. So they walked through that, so they got the sense of feeling somewhere else. The first feeling when you're doing something like this and you're creating a play which is set elsewhere is to feel as soon as you walk into the space that you're somewhere else, and that's what I think James was able to achieve with that. Finally, at the very end of the thrust, so on the side where there is not the audience, there's the tent. The tent on all sides. There was, sort of James had created the concept or the idea of a tent rather than an actual tent. And in the centre of that sort of main stage backdrop was Ajax's tent, which through several sort of stage management problem solving tasks, we got to a point where we would pull the flaps back, two soldiers would pull the flaps back, and Ajax would be discovered in his tent with the blood and the blood and the gore and his destruction all around him, and you would have the image of Ajax there.